Morning to everyone. I'm Carl Schaefer. I reside in a little old place called Meeker, Oklahoma. And last year when I come here, I was already having physical problems. And it I told the Lord the first night, that first day, well, even before I come, I said, Lord, if you want me to stay at Monarch, you're going to have to help me out. I'm going to have your help. Well, right away, the problem set in, and I had trouble on the Sunday morning service. I don't remember Sunday night or Saturday night so much, but Sunday morning, I remember what the preacher preached on, but I couldn't tell you any content much. But anyway, I went home that Sunday afternoon, wife and stepdaughter and I, and we... Not on.
A little higher. Okay.
That better? Anyway, I went home and I had trouble all the way through Monarch and began to get a little bit better on the last weekend. So then I had trouble all the way through the rest of July, August. Begin to turn around about the first part of September. So I was here for a little bit last year, and I told the Lord, well, he's going to have to help me again. So Molly and I have done a little bit different this time, and I have gotten some rest, but not as much as I'd like. How many of you need some encouragement today? You ever fight the devil? You ever go through trials and battles and tribulations? Have you ever been in a place where you're in the valley? Just like we heard, God in the valley, just like he's God on the mountain. And this morning I would call a message of encouragement for us. When I started praying for a message for here, or just whatever the Lord would have, he gave this to me. This is not something that I would call a camp-meeting message. But at the same time, any message can be preached at a camp meeting under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So today, I want to talk on the... The Rock. Let's go to Psalm 61, please. Desire your prayers. Lord, have mercy on us and help us. I'm in a kind of a transition time right now. I'm getting older. I need to slow down my preaching a little bit, and that ain't easy to do sometimes. 61:1 of the good book of Psalms said, hear my cry, O God, and attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. 132:4 of Deuteronomy, one scripture here. Deuteronomy 32:4. Today, well, any time, you and I, as an individual, need stability. We need parents that are stable. We need a marriage that is stable. We need a job that is stable. We need stability in our lives. If we don't have that, it can be devastating. There is times that men have been on jobs and everything seemed to be going real good. The next thing they knew, they were fired. And they were sent on their way. My daughter had it happen to her and shocked all of us. I still don't know exactly what happened, but anyway, they cut her loose and sent her home to a bundle of tears. And so the stability stopped right there. And today, you and I need stability. We need something that is solid, something that will hold us, something that will encourage us, something that will be solid for you and I. And I do a lot of different preaching of messages, and a lot of ministers do. Evangelistic preaching is a little different than pastoral preaching. And the type I like to preach, if you want to get it right down to the nitty-gritty, I like to preach the encouraging type. The type of Jesus, the type of deliverance and power and glory to help people to see there is a God in heaven, a Christ on the right hand of God, one that has all power in heaven and earth and is able to do for every one of us what we need him to do. In 32 and 4 of Deuteronomy, he said, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth without iniquity, just and right is he. So he says over here back in Psalms, he said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Today, have you had any time that your heart was overwhelmed? That you seemed like you didn't know what was going to happen, where it was going to go, and everything. And you were shook, you were stunned, you were shocked. I let Brother Ivan know when things were looking pretty bad with Brother Herschel at the very beginning. I said, you and I have got something really in common. I got one brother and you do too. And I'd be pretty shook right now if my brother was bad like yours was. And I'm praying for you. Listen, folks, today, you and I are going to meet a lot of things in life. It's not going to be a perfect scenario all the way down through life. You're going to have trials and battles. The devil's going to fight you. You're going to be in a place where maybe sometimes you feel overwhelmed. Too many things hitting you at one time. So he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In 1991, the family and I went out to California. And when we were out there, we went to Sequoia National Park. And as we was going into that park, we kept seeing this huge rock. And I said, what is that rock? Now, the funny part of it, I was telling the wife about the huge trees that was in there. And I said, now, there's just giant trees in here. And after a while, she goes, Carl, you're telling me there's huge trees. I don't see no huge trees. And so we went a little bit further, and again, she goes, where's these huge trees? Well, I started out real positive, but as the further I went and no big trees, I began to get a little bit negative. But I kept seeing this rock, and I said, you see that rock? Yeah. I said, that's a huge rock over there. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't know anything about it. But the bottom line was it was there. And I looked at it and I watched it as we climbed through the mountains and went up to the blaze. Finally, we got to the big trees and finally we got to the rock. Listen, folks, today, sometimes you have to go through some times of a forest, so to speak. You may not be able to see a whole lot, but there's a rock in there. His name is Jesus Christ. He has all power in heaven and earth. He's a man, a person, an individual that is there for everybody. If they'll reach out to him, if they'll cry out to him, if they will desire him, listen, he will meet them anytime, day or night, praise God. When my heart's overwhelmed, lead me. Listen, I'm leading, I'm encouraging, I'm pointing you to that rock this morning. I want you to listen to me, young people. I started this track when I was 18 years old, and I've been able, by the grace of God and that rock, I've been able to go all the way. I've never backslid, I've never given up, I've never gone down, but it's all by the grace of God and this rock that affords the stability where I've been able to stand and keep standing no matter what, because Jesus had been there every step of the way. He is the one that has got me here. It ain't Carl Schaefer, it's the power of God. Lead me to that rock. This isn't no little rock. This rock is a strong, solid rock that is for every human being. People out there, they think, well, I want to go this way and I want to go that way. Listen, I want to lead you to something that will help you. Drugs will take you down. Alcohol will take you down. Cigarettes will take you down. Sin will take you down. Corruption will destroy you. Listen, today, this here, if a person will repent and come to Jesus Christ and do what he needs to do, he'll have something that will help him every day of his life, praise God. Lead me to the rock. That's higher than I. There's an insurance company. I think it's called Prudential. I'm not exactly sure. But it's known, the symbol of it anyway, is the rock. It's something solid and stable. If you buy into a company, if you do certain things, you want something, like I said, that is stable. Well, today, for the church of God, we have stability. All right, let's go to 1 Samuel 2. Let's move on down the line a little bit. You pray for me. 1 Samuel 2, and about the first verse, 1 Samuel 2 and 1. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble." Now then, she says here, said there is none holy. Now thank God today we have a holy God, a pure God, a righteous God, a God that is exactly what every individual needs this morning. This is not something where, well, one over here needs it, and then everybody needs this God, the holy God, the righteous God, the powerful God. We need that God, praise God. And he says here, she says here, "For there is none beside thee. Holy is he, and there is none beside thee, and neither is there any rock like our God." There is nothing out there that compares to him. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that this morning. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They did all eat that same spiritual meat, and they did all drink that same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, for that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness." Listen today, he has been around a long time. He created everything, set everything in place, and put it. He was there for old Israel. He done them the greatest favors. He done things for them, and yet they kept fooling around and going back into the depths of sin, following the idols and so forth. They wouldn't put, as we heard in this meeting, they didn't put all of the enemies out like they should have. They just done what they shouldn't have done. But the Lord was there. And he said, "For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them." Today, you know, the Lord is calling after people. He's calling and he's wanting them to come unto me. He's wanting them to reach out to him. He's wanting them to say, "I need you." And instead, people are going the other way. They're going down in the depths of sin. The one that could help them, they're rejecting that. Oh, today, listen, there is one that we can drink of, we can eat of, and that one is Jesus Christ. Eat of my flesh, drink of my blood, so to speak. Listen, in other words, have an experience, a real heart experience with Jesus Christ. Let him work with your heart. Let him work with you in your mental life, in your emotional life. Let him do things that nobody else can do for you. He's a rock that is there. There's no rock like him, praise God. All right, let's go to Matthew 16, 13. And you know where I'm headed here. "Upon this rock I'll build my church." Oh, today, thank the Lord for the rock. He said here, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am, that I the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now then, this is not Peter the rock, Christ is a rock. And today, he's put his church in the most stable condition, the most stable place it could be. That's Christ. We can't beat it. We're in a position, some people get too scared and they get shook up and they cry and so forth. But listen, folks, today, he's put us in a stable place, praise God. He didn't put the church just anywhere. He built it on him. He built it as a foundation, the rock that can hold us up and satisfy us and bless us and do things that nobody else can do, praise God. He is in a position, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, sometimes the devil gets to roaring and gets to being all things in a lot of ways. But listen, folks, today he said, I give you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, over all the power of the devil. Listen, why? Because we're built on a rock, praise God. We've got a stability. We've got a power. We've got something that other people don't have. And listen, you can live above sin and you can trump the devil, praise God. Oh, this morning, thank the Lord. For a solid church. He wanted a stable people. And he made it where we can be a stable people. All right, let's move a little further. Let's go to Jeremiah 48:28. And again, we appreciate your prayers. One time a certain preacher here, he's asking for prayer in his home congregation. And he made the statement. He said, if you was up here, you'd want prayer. If you was up here, you'd want prayer. Today, the devil fights everybody, and he can it all the time. 48:28 is a good book of Jeremiah. It said, O ye that dwell in Moab, leave the cities, and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. All right, now then, I want to go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7 and 24, and again, you know where I'm at here. He said, Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it founded upon a rock. Now then, today, said a wise man. We've got wise people right here. We've got a lot of wise people right here. But is everyone in here wise? Has everyone built their place, their home, so to speak? Have they built it on a rock? Have they built it on the most solid one that they could build it on? Listen, folks, today there was a man. He was going to build a home. And so he drew up a plan, and he drew up the foundation, the footing and everything, and he took it to an architect. And so he took it to him, and he said, Now, I'm very interested to be sure that I have a footing and everything that will support this house. So he said, all right. So the architect went through, and he checked everything out, and the man come back, and he sat down with him, and he said, well, what do you think? He said, well, let me put it this way. You've got everything so solid, everything so secure, that it would support a 10-story building. He had something solid there. He wanted something solid. Listen, folks, he said a wise man built his house upon a rock. He didn't build it on the sand like goes on down here. He built it on a rock. He built it on something that was solid. He said the storms came, the winds blew. Listen, folks, today you need to build on a solid foundation, a solid rock, one that will support you. Because, listen, folks, you're going to have some storms in your life. Young people, you're going to have them. Like I said, I've been going a while. Been around the block a few times. And the bottom line is, I've been through some rough places, some hard places. I went in one day, and I don't even remember what the deal was. But I was so crushed about something that I got down, and all I could do was bawl. and weep and cry. I didn't even say a prayer. I just cried. And guess what? He heard that prayer. He began to touch. He began. Because he's the one. Listen, folks. He showed me in that vision in 1985 in Oregon. He showed me in an arched doorway. Jesus stood there and he pointed to me and he said, I died for you, child. Listen, folks, that lets me know that he died for me if there'd been nobody else in the world. He died and gave his life for me. Listen, that made my whole life change in a way. My outlook at things different. Let me put that away. The bottom line, I seen a deeper love. I seen more power. I seen one that was going to do everything he could do to get Carl Schaefer to heaven, praise God. He wants you to go to heaven worse than you do, and he's going to do everything he can to get you there. So today, if you build, if you reach out, if you get solid on the rock, he's going to be right there to help you day in and day out, in the day and in the night. The song said he'd do it again. Oh, I believe that's the song that Simon sung a few years ago. And I liked that song so well that the wife took and got a copy, and she copied it on another tape, and she copied it over and over and over, where when I put the tape in, I had the same song over and over and over. And as I was going down the road to install job, I was shouting and singing as I went, praise God, because of the rock. The rock, he'll do it again. He'll do it for you. Listen, I ain't anybody, and I don't claim to be, but if he can do things for me, he'll do it for you. Praise God. He's the rock. Have you built on that rock today? Have you got a place that's solid? Have you got a stable life? Are you in a position that you can whip the devil by the power of God? Are you in a position where that you've got peace and joy and victory and power? Have you got what the Lord wants you to have? He's got something for you today, and it's a rock of Gibraltar, praise God. Oh, today, he's that great rock. And he said the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew, and it beat upon that house. And it didn't fall, for it was founded upon a rock. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This morning, God is a mighty, mighty God for you and I this morning. It said, everyone that heareth these sins of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Listen, what do you want? There is a lot of people that's building on the sand right now. And the storms come, and the winds blow, and their lives are a disaster because of what happens to them. The winds are going to blow, the storms are going to come, young people, and middle-aged and old people. It's going to come. We might as well get set for it. And I want to encourage us to get settled on the rock, praise God. If you've been up and down, if you've been in and out, flipping and flopping and doing what you shouldn't do, I'm going to tell you, get on the rock. Get on the place where you need to be. Get on the solid, wonderful Jesus Christ that will help you to make heaven, praise God. And he will take you and you can go all the way. Oh, today, told him to build upon the rock. All right, let's go to one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 40 and 1. 40 and 1 of Psalms. And we'll move along here with the help of the Lord. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up and also out of a horrible plant and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, he established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise be unto God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. He brought me up and also out. Now, I wasn't like some people. I wasn't in a horrible, bad, bad pit. I cussed a little bit. I stole a little bit, and that was mighty little. Didn't do a whole lot, I lied a little bit. But I wasn't what I'd call a bad sinner. I just was not. When the Lord came along, he began to deal with me and work with me, and it took him a while for me to make up my mind that I wanted to get saved. I don't remember just how long. I know when I got saved. But it was, I don't know, 4 or 5 months before that. And I just kept waiting and putting it off and turning it down. Till finally God got a hold of the one thing that this man wanted worse than anything else, and that was riches. I wanted the riches of the world. Wanted to be a multimillionaire, have the cars, the houses, the pretty wives. I wanted all of these things. And the Lord spoke to me just before I got saved as I was driving home from the service station where a brother had come and dealt with me for 3 hours begging me. Has anybody been begging you to get saved? Has the Lord been begging you to get saved? Is he called and convicted? Are you in here in this meeting and the Lord's saying, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, and I'll give you rest? Has he been working with you in this meeting? Have you responded? And he told me that night, he said, child, you can be ever so rich and I can take it away in a moment's time. That let me know that riches would not be a stability to me. No matter how much I had. Do you know when the stock markets have crashed or gone down, there are some people that had great riches and they've lost maybe millions of dollars in a day or a billion or two. And you know what happens to some of them? They commit suicide. There's no stability. We need stability. And Jesus is telling us this morning, I am the rock. I am the stable rock. And I want to help you. I will bring you up and out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Listen, folks, you get stuck in a miry clay, you can't get out. Sometimes you just die in there. But I'm going to tell you what, Jesus can get you out of anything. I don't care how deep you are. I don't care how miry it is. I don't care how of a mess it is. Jesus can raise you up and out and set your feet on a solid rock this morning. He's got something great for you. Well, I'm not a millionaire, but I got great riches in God above. Praise God, he's blessed this old boy. And I appreciate what he's done. I appreciate all the help of the saints down through the years. And he has answered prayer over and over. Because he's my rock. He put a new song. Oh, today, young people, some of you probably have heard about the man, the king called Elvis. Elvis Presley, that was my king before I met this king. And I used to love to listen to that man sing. He was coming to Oklahoma City one time, and I'd done everything I could do to get a ticket. I started on the bottom, the lowest price I could get. That sold out. I said, what about the next one? That sold out. What about the next one? That sold out. I said, well, there's this, and it sold out too. And I tell you what, God didn't want me to go hear Elvis sing. He didn't want me to go to that. Bless God, I met Jesus after that, and I took the one king and pitched him aside, and I got on the rock with the other king, and I'm still there. One that knows me, one that loves me, one that died for me, one that is saying to you this morning, I am the rock. Come and build on me. Have a life of glory, blessing, peace, joy. Have something that nothing else will give you. Listen, Elvis Presley never did know me. My wife saw him in person, but I never did. I never got close to the man. But I tell you what, I've nestled up to this king. This king has done things for me nobody else has done. And he wants to do it for you this morning. He wants to be your rock. He wants to be your king. He wants to put a new song, praise God, in your mouth, a song of righteousness. A number of years later, I was cleaning an attorney's home. Cleaned it once a week. His wife owned a real estate business, her and her partner, Meredith. And I went in there and I heard this singing. I thought, what's going on? I never had this before in that home. A lot of homes I walk in, there's TVs going and radios going and all kind of stuff. But this home was usually always quiet, which I liked. But I started listening and I started following. And I got back to the master bedroom and had a radio in there. And it was either Elvis's birthday or the anniversary of death. Anyway, it was Elvis Day. And you know what I done with it? I reached up there and I went like that. And I turned it off and praise God, I enjoyed the rock. The real rock, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, praise God. Elvis just thought he was something. Elvis just thought he was powerful. Listen, let me tell you, this one has all power in heaven and earth to do anything you need this morning. What do you need? Oh, I say, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Now it said, many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works. Many. Listen, folks, this morning, if we got to testify in here, it would take hours, days, and probably weeks and months for all of us to tell of all the things God has done for us. And thy thoughts, which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. All right, now then I want to ask you something. This is where I get in trouble once in a while. I believe the church of God is too quiet. We need to praise God more. We need to let it be known that this is the rock. We need to praise him in service. We need to praise him at home. We need to praise him as much as we can in the right way on the job. Let people know, many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Listen, folks, today, praises from God, praises to God, will do something to people to get their attention. Brother Fred Pruitt, he went to buy an electric razor many, many years ago. And back then, well, right now, I could be wrong, but about any man in here would need a razor, go buy one. You just go into Walmart and get you a $39.99 razor, and away you go. Wouldn't be no big deal. But it was to Brother Fred because the Lord had specifically given him money for that razor. And so the man had it up on the top shelf and he climbed the ladder and as he's going up the ladder, Brother Fred goes, praise God. And the man turned and looked at him and said, what are you praising the Lord? What are you praising God for? He said, because the Lord provided the money for me to get this razor. Listen, folks, we can praise him for the little things, the medium things, and the big things. He needs to be praised day in and day out. He needs it at home. He needs it everywhere, in the car. He needs it, praise God, because he's worthy to be praised this morning. He brought you up and out. He set your feet on a solid rock. He established your going. He done something you couldn't do, and you and I need to praise him. I didn't know I was going to get into this. I hope you love me when I get through. And remember this, I don't do a lot of preaching, Monarch. But this morning, we need to praise him, saints. Praise him for what he's done. Listen, you couldn't save yourself. You couldn't sanctify yourself. You couldn't keep yourself. It's all because of this rock that you're where you're at today. So praise God. How many of you can say, praise the Lord? Come on now, praise God. I want the preachers in here to say, praise the Lord. If anything bugs me, it's when a preacher's preaching and the other preacher's sitting on him. They ought to be praising if anybody is. Lord, help me. I'm going to get in trouble if I ain't careful here. Oh, this morning, Lord, help us. Lord, help us to praise God this morning. All right, thank you, Sister Marchion. All right, let's go to Psalms 31:1. Psalms is full of good things. I could be wrong, but the book of Psalms is probably the most read book in the Bible. It's probably the most marked up book in the Bible. People love the book of Psalms because there's so much rich things in there. He said here in 31:1, the good book of Psalms, it said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Now he said here, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. He said, bow down thy ear. If there's anything I love, it's for God to get real close. In 1987, I was sick. I was sick for weeks. People were sending me cards and offerings and calling me and checking on me. I was in two places, Brother Salmons first for about 3 weeks, I think. Brother Curtis Williams second at about 5 weeks. And anyway, in this time, in Green Bank, West Virginia, the Lord come in one night. And he got so close to me with his glory that I nearly thought I would explode. I was so blessed, I was shouting and crying, if you can believe that. And the wife got up and she come out of the kitchen where Sister Salmons was and said, "Are you all right? Are you okay, Carl?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Jesus just got real close. Got real close. He was willing to listen. He was willing to bless. He was willing to take care of me. He got real close. He heard our prayers. I'm here today because of that. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me." Talks about the fort in the Bible and so forth. But he said here, he said, "Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress," something solid, something secure. "Thou, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." Now, the greatest thing that we can do is allow the Lord to lead us and guide us. It can be in small things, medium things, or large things. It can be something that changes your whole life, so to speak. What I mean by that, a calling. Minister, missionary, whatever, leads you to go to maybe a certain meeting he wants you to go to, or do something for him one way or the other. There's so many things. But listen, this rock is interested in taking you and doing with you and using you to the blessing of God and to bless the people of God too. And sinners and hypocrites and backsliders. He wants to help you to help others. He wants them to see the rock that is holding you, steadying you, giving you a solid experience. Listen, folks, there's going to be the trying times come. And people are going to be watching you and looking at you. And I'm going to tell you, if you hold faithful. I don't like to say things like this, but a number of years ago, I went through a severe trial for months and months and months and months and months. Probably 2 or 3 years, if you want to put it right down on it. And it was rough. It's basically the hardest trial I guess I've ever been through. And so I was preaching somewhere, and I'm not going to say where. And so a young person went up to somebody that knew something about it, and I don't know how much they knew or didn't know, but they come to me and told me this. They said, "You know, Brother Carl," said, "this person over here has been watching you." Okay. And said, "They have seen you come through with victory." And they made the statement to me, said, "If he can do it, I can do it." Now, no praise to me in this. The bottom line was, who got me through was Jesus Christ, the righteous, my rock. He's the one that done what I couldn't do. Oh, today, we want the people to see that there is someone that can do anything for anybody at any time. He'll do it again. He will do it again. Now then, can you say that thou art my rock? Can you praise that rock, so to speak? Now, the rock in Squaw National Park is called Morro Rock. And Cynthia and I, we went to the top. And you can climb it. It's got a rail and steps and so forth. You can go up, and it's pretty tall. It's an elevation of, 4,000 feet? I don't know, maybe it's 2,000 something feet. I looked it up, don't remember now. But anyway, we went up there, and guess what we saw? We could see for miles. I took my picture, my camera with me, and I was snapping pictures, looking at the beauty of California, looking at something. Listen, folks, today, as you get on this rock, the Lord wants you to see things in Him and in life that you won't see any other way, praise God. He wants you to look out and look at the beauty of holiness. the power of God, the love of God, the love of the saints, the church of God. He wants to show you some things. And if you get on this rock and you get up there, you can look out and look over and say, praise God. I see something I hadn't seen before. I see depths I haven't seen. That blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. For a while, I thought what that meant was that when I got to heaven, I was going to see the Lord. And then one day it opened up to me. No, it's more than that, Carl Shaver. It's those that live a pure life. Is that holy God is going to allow them to see things in the Word of God and in the life of God that they wouldn't see otherwise. Oh, today, that rock, he wants you to see things. Thou art my rock, my fortress. Bow down thy ear, deliver me speedily. For thou art my strong rock, a house of defense to save me. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 31. Deuteronomy 32 and 31. Thank the Lord for the rock today. How should one chase 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight, except the rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah, and their grapes are grapes of gall, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me? They sealed up among my treasures and sealed up among my treasures. Now he said here, but their rock is not as our rock. Listen today, there's people out there that think they've got something solid. They think they've got something that's worth declaring. They think they've got something that is real good. But I got news for you. Their rock, the rock of the world, the rock of sin, the rock of corruption, don't even get close to this rock. Doesn't even get close, for their rock is not as our rock. And even our enemies themselves being judged, for their rock is not. Oh, today I want to encourage you, this rock is a great rock to work with, to live for. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 32 and 1. Isaiah 32 and 1. We'll be wrapping it up here a little bit. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that shall see them be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak. Now it said here, a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Now, back in the east, what I understand through the commentators, it gets real hot back there. And they might not have a lot of wind. Now, mark it down in your little book, South Carolina is a state I love. I love Oklahoma too. I love living there, per se. But I love South Carolina. But there's something in South Carolina that's different than Oklahoma. High humidity and not much wind. In Oklahoma, you can get a nice breeze going and you may get sweaty and hot, but that breeze just cools you right on down pretty well. Well, so he says here, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. We need, at times, when we're living for God, so to speak, we need to be able to get into a place in the hole in the rock, in a place where there's a shadow, where there's a place of coolness, blessings and help. And the Lord's got that for every one of us. He has got that place for us to get under. They say to get up under, and it's true. I don't have an overly lot of trees. Matter of fact, the place that I own now has far less trees than the two former places I owned. South Carolina had huge pines on it. And Oklahoma had its, well, its trees. But the bottom line is, when you get out under something that brings a shade, it's a blessing. It can be pretty hot, but you can get in that shade there, and it just kind of, especially if you've got an Oklahoma wind of 15 miles an hour, it's just a nice place. Well, I want to encourage you, the heat of sin, the heat of destruction, the heat that the devil brings is there to do all people damage it can. But Jesus Christ, the rock, has a place for you to get in, and it's nice and cool in there. It's a place of protection. It's a place of blessings. It's a place that the Lord wants and has for you. Oh, today, the rock. Lord, help us to enjoy the rock of salvation. Let's go to 2 Samuel 22 and 46. 2 Samuel 22 and 46. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is a tower of salvation for his king, and sheweth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. Now he said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Oh, today, blessed. Blessed be the rock and exalted of God. Now the Lord's going to bring you up. He's going to exalt you in due time. The way up is down. I tell people that if they've got a problem, if they've run into trouble or so forth, the lower you get, the better off you are. The devil has a problem when people get down real humble. People have problems. I've dealt in situations in ministry that maybe there's some problems between two people, and we're trying to get that all worked out. Maybe there's one of us dealing with it. Maybe there's two or three dealing with it. And the bottom line, we never could get it totally worked out. You know why? Because there wasn't humility on both sides. You've got to have humility. Well, today, the Lord wants you and I to get on down there. And as we get down and as we get low before God, then he said he will exalt him in due time. He will bring him up. He'll bring him out. You may be flat out on this rock, but bless God, that rock is there solid to hold you in all trials and tribulations. Be the God of the rock of my salvation. Blessed. It is God that avenged me and bringeth down the people under me, bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up high above them that rose up against me, and thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Oh, the power of God to deliver, the power of God to work. Deliverance is not only from sin, deliverance is also delivering and giving us victory and giving us blessings through his work. All right, let's wrap it on down. Psalms 95 and 1. Psalm 95 and 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a noiful joy. A joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a king, great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it in his hand, formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if we will hear his voice. Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart and have not known my ways. So he said, let us sing unto the Lord, make a joyful noise, the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Today, how much are we really thankful for this rock? If we're in a trial and tribulation, and this goes along somewhat with what Sister preached yesterday, and I have this leg problem, and I'll be honest with you, it gets a little bit old when I can't get much rest all night long. It gets a little bit weary. But she said there, be patient, wait on the Lord, and do it with courage. Now then, are we doing that? Are we doing that in our trials and tribulations? And then are we praising God? Listen today, there is a thanksgiving. My honeymoon, 1983. We were in Nashville, Tennessee, if I remember right, and I got sick. And so Rebecca Ann called in for prayer to Guthrie, and the minister that done our wedding, he started laughing when his wife told him what was going on, and she jumped him and said, listen, he's pretty sick. Well, I don't know what struck his funny bone, but he laughed about it. And then Rebecca started praying, and she prayed all around the world, and then she prayed for me last. Instead of putting her newlywed husband first, she put me last. Well, while she was praying, the Lord spoke to me and he said, thank God for healing. And I'm thinking, I'm not healed. He said, thank God for healing. I'm thinking, Lord, I'm not healed. He said it to me 3 times, thank God for healing. Well, about that time, she quit praying. So I said, get the Bible. I want you to read certain scriptures, told her what to read. I quoted 2 or 3. I said, now then, I want you to lay hands on me and pray for me again. And we did that. And again, the Lord come to me. And while she was praying, the Lord spoke to me again. He said, thank God for healing. About that time, it hit my mind what he was saying. In other words, I am to thank him before I see healing. I am to thank him before I see victory. Amen. Now, come on now. It works, folks, because I've seen it, I've done it, and I've been there in times when we've been praying for people. Maybe we wouldn't seem to be getting very far, and they were suffering, they're having problems, and somebody take the bull by the horn, so to speak, or the altar by the horns of the altar, and start thanking God for healing, and things would start changing right then. It said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, he wants you to thank God for his power, for him being the rock, for his healing. He wants you to thank him for being the God of gods and the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He wants you to thank him even though you don't see something. He wants you to reach out in faith and say, thank you, Lord. There's a man one time had a physical problem. He couldn't walk. And the Lord inspired him like he did me. And he got 2 of the brothers of the congregation to come over, and he told them, he said, I want one, said, get me up out of bed. I want one on one side and one on the other. Said, we're going to go out, and we're going to get on the sidewalk, and we're going to start going down that sidewalk. And he said, we're going to go till I can walk. Yes, and you know what he did? They got out on the sidewalk, and he started praising God for healing and thanking God for healing. Listen, folks, today, if we've been in a battle and we feel the Lord's going to give us a victory, why don't we just start praising God for victory? Praising him for healing. Praising him for money. that we need, whatever it might be. Listen, he'll do it again, the psalm says. The Lord is able. This rock can give you anything, praise God. It's not just a rock. It's the rock of salvation. The rock of victory. The rock of blessings. And I want to throw this in there. It's a soft rock, too. You get on a rock, them things, you fall on it, man, might skin your knee or hurt your foot or whatever. I'm more careful now than I've ever been. I've kind of come to, finally come to the conclusion I'm not as young as I used to be. So when I'm going up stairways and if I'm climbing a ladder, I'm real careful about how I do things. But I found out I could fall, I could get hurt, I could break a bone. And the Lord's been very gracious to me. But listen, folks, today we need to thank God for victory. We need to thank God for healing. We need to thank the Lord. All right, before I went to La Ronge, Louisiana, at the camp meeting down there, I had gotten sick off of the stuff in Guthrie. And I had, in 51 years of going there, I'd never gotten sick at Guthrie. Never. That I remember. So I wasn't being cautious at all. I'd just been Carl Schaefer. Brother Philip and I was working together. He had it. He'd had fever and he'd tested for COVID. That was negative. Sister Marie Weatherford, they tested her. She was negative. So I didn't feel like there's any COVID right in there. And I wasn't being careful at all. I was just doing my thing. And guess what? I got home on Monday. I was supposed to leave Monday morning to go to South Carolina for the camp meeting, and I started getting sick. All right. About 2 weeks later, now this is what the 5th, this would be the 6th of June, I guess it was. About 2 weeks later, Molly Ann got it. And she was sicker than I was. And Paige, I don't know what she had. She has some different things allergy problems, if I think of what it's called. But anyway, I felt impressed to tell Molly. I said, Molly, we're going to have to thank God. Well, first off, I told the Lord, I said, if you want me to go to Runger, you got to heal her. I'm doing all right. I can go now. But she needed healing. And we started thanking God for healing. She started getting better. And guess what? We was one day late. Usually I'm always there by the first service. But I was one day late. I got there on Wednesday instead of Tuesday. But the bottom line was we did arrive. And we was well. And the Lord did bless. Listen, folks, thank God. Thank this rock. Thank him for what he's doing for you. He is doing things that nothing else can do. Praise God. All right, let's go to Isaiah 17 and 10. Let's wrap it up. 17 and 10. Because thou hast forgotten the rock of thy salvation and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants and shall set it with strange slips. In the day shalt thou make the plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish, but in the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow, because thou hast forgotten. Now then, this is a rock. Right out there we walk all over rocks. We've walked right by rocks. We've picked rocks up. We've thrown rocks. We've done things that, just with rocks, we've done a lot of things with them. But I'm going to tell you, when you walk by this one, when you don't pay any attention to this one, when you leave this one out, it's going to cost you dearly. Amen. It's going to cost us dearly if we leave this rock out of our lives and not have anything to do. It's not going to be a pleasant deal when it gets down to the end. 32 and 18 of Deuteronomy. Seems like there's quite a bit in here about Deuteronomy today, and there. 32 and 18 of Deuteronomy, and I'll be through. Of the rock that begat me, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. Of that rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful. You can do to whatever you want with these rocks around here and rocks in Oklahoma and wherever. But listen, folks, we'll pay the highest price of prices if we leave this rock out of our lives. The rock. Are we on the rock this morning? Are we encouraged this morning? He said there, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. One that is bigger, greater, and more powerful. One that is able to secure and help us and keep us and bless us and work with us. Are we on that rock this morning? Are we enjoying the rock of our salvation? There's a song. Brother Gary, are you in here? No. All right. You give me a CD one time, and I believe it was a Mennonite choir. And they had a song on there about a rock. And I got to playing that one Sunday morning when I was going to Wichita, and I really enjoyed listening to that song. I don't know if anybody knows what it is. I can't think of the name of it. I've tried and tried. But today, are we enjoying the rock of our salvation? Appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers. Pray for me.